Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. And it is always sunny in this studio when Eldon is here from Sonny's Barbecue. And this is, it's always sunny.
It's always Sonny's here. Good morning, Jess. How are you doing this
morning?
I'm
awesome. I love to see you.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for my shirt, to be honest, but I'm not going to hold that against you.
It's probably coming.
It might be in the mail.
I do like your glasses, though.
Do you like that?
Those are nice Sonny's red glasses.
I know y'all
can't see it. Wait, if you're following me on Facebook.
Do you want them up or down?
Oh, there we go. Look at that. Check it out. Nice Sonny's red glasses. I'm digging it.
I do a few things right.
Yeah, yeah.
Today.
You wore them just for me, right?
Absolutely. Wore them just for you. And for the children later.
One of my friends dubbed the show Fringe Friday. Because of the fringe shirt.
The Western Fringe shirt,
yeah.
That's a hashtag.
I like it. It was a hashtag. She definitely said hashtag Fringe Friday. So.
I like that.
Got to have a little fun. That's why we're here, right? Barbecue and fun.
Absolutely. Mine would be Freaky Friday, but I like yours.
Fringe Friday.
It's hashtagging that later.
It's a little freaky. It's a little weird.
I mean, sometimes.
You know. Well, it's a great day.
It sure is.
Summer's in full swing.
Yes, it is.
School's back in session.
Yes.
Kids are back.
Yes.
And at least in Pensacola. I'm not sure about Santa Rosa County.
Yeah, I get so confused. I think they are too, but I'm not 100%.
But it's all close to time, so.
Absolutely.
Baseball, not baseball. What did I say, baseball? Football.
I mean.
Wahoos are still playing. So it's almost wrapping up that season. But, it's been great. Talking to all the teachers and football teams and volleyball teams, everybody getting back in the swing, doing team sponsorships, all that fun stuff.
That is awesome.
And just having a good time.
That's always awesome.
Bring the party, as they say.
Well, speaking of bringing the party, I mean, you have an excellent catering service.
We do. We have an excellent catering service. That's what I do a lot of. We do a lot of catering out in the community, doing different events, believe it or not, we do a ton of weddings.
Really?
We do a ton of weddings.
I mean, why not?
Why not?
How easy is that?
I mean, weddings, barbecues, the South, Southern hospitality, it all just kind of goes together.
Do you ever do divorces? Well. Give the boot and the barbecue. Sorry.
If I had to say, there's probably a chance we have it at some point in time. So maybe. So call us if you're having a divorce and want to throw a party. We don't judge.
Giving the boot and taking
some
barbecue.
We just do good barbecue. Slow smoke barbecue every day. You can count on us to be there for you. And we do have four locations here in the Pensacola market that serve the News Radio listenership. We do have our 9th Avenue store, which is over there by the airport. The Navy Boulevard store, which is close to the front gate of NAS.
Yep.
So if you're heading that way, right there at the end of Highway 98, Navy Boulevard, where those intersect, that's our Navy Boulevard store. Then we have our Pine Forest location, which is technically on Shelley Road, that little side road there.
Yeah.
So we have that store, and then also our store, that one's just south of I-10 on Pine Forest Road.
Yep.
And then we have our Pace, Florida location right in front of the Lowe's store.
Right, which gives me the excuse to go to Lowe's and get barbecue.
I mean, if you're doing a home project and you're getting work done, I mean, the drive-thru is right there. I mean,
absolutely.
Why not?
The drive-thru is right there. It gives you an excuse to have barbecue 3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah. That's a good number. I like that.
I don't need an excuse, but I try to, you know, an excuse here and there is good, right?
Yeah. Rationale.
That's right.
Rationalize
what I do. Yep. But I mean, how can't you rationalize going to Sonny's Barbecue, to be honest?
Yeah. So we specialize in slow smoke barbecue. Had somebody somewhere accuse us of microwaving brisket. I can assure you that none of our briskets are microwaved.
No.
They're trimmed fresh every night, seasoned, and put on the smoker at 210 degrees. It's very specific temperature, 210 degrees. To smoke all night long. So
I mean, I might microwave it if
now, if
there's
you get
leftovers.
Home and you got some leftovers,
if
yeah,
there's leftovers,
you know. But the smoke is still there, right? It's the you know that long soak in the smoke.
Yep.
From post oak.
Post smoke.
I don't know if that was supposed to rhyme, but it did.
I love it.
You know. They say if it's smoking out front, it's sunny in the back. So.
Perfect.
You know.
These are T-shirts. We're going to sell these T-shirts.
Yeah.
I mean, that is so awesome.
We should probably sell some T-shirts. So
That is great.
Be a good fundraiser.
I agree. I was just going to say, sell those T-shirts, give the money, you know, to a worthy charity, which you are so connected to so many charities right here. And I almost said Cincinnati for a reason. I was like, we're not in Cincinnati. We're in Pensacola.
I mean, we're wearing some Cincinnati red.
Well, that's what I'm distracted by.
But we're not in Cincinnati, we're in the
best,
for sure.
We are in the best place in America, I think, Pensacola.
I mean, you can be in the woods.
Yes.
In 30 minutes, you can be in the beach.
Yep.
Not any beach. The best beaches.
The beach.
The beaches.
And
I mean, like, Instagrammable, like, the best beaches that, you know,
I think that
might
we should
exist in the world. I mean,
I think we need some, like, Instagram pictures of people at the beach with barbecue.
There might be some.
Ooh, hashtag beach barbecue.
Absolutely. Well, that's kind of a good tie-in talking
absolutely
about nonprofits. Today, we've got a guest in here with us, Miss Mary with Autism Pensacola. Thank you for coming in, Miss Mary.
Thank you for asking me to come.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you here. And got Mary here. We've done a couple things together with her here in the community, but also we got a big event coming up here in just a few weeks, not too far off. Would you mind telling us a little bit about that?
Sure. This is one of our fundraisers at Autism Pensacola. It's called Steps for Autism. It's open to the public, so anybody is welcome to come. But basically, it's an opportunity for us to bring our families together, and families will actually go and form teams and raise money for, you know, through their team. And they come out to the track at Pensacola State College on September 14th, and they, you know, have their little booth set up, and then we have a lot of vendors coming as well. So
Sunny's Barbecue might be there.
I mean, fan favorite.
I am pretty sure they're going to be. I mean, I hope so. I have you down.
Sunny's Barbecue will
be
there.
On my logistics list, so you better be there.
No probably about it. Sunny's will be there.
But you've also done a lot of other stuff for us, and we're so appreciative. I've known Eldon a really long time, and I'm just so proud of him right now. I think that he's done a great job branding Sonny's, branding himself with his little cowboy hat and his red French shirt.
And the schooler, yeah. If you don't know the backstory, the red French shirt was actually a gift from the CEO of Sonny's. He gave me the shirt. So
that's
there's
awesome.
A long story. I'll have to tell it another time.
Well, if you're listening, I want one too. Yeah. Wink, wink.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, I think that the amount I don't think I ever remember there being more of a presence, especially in the nonprofit community, with Sonny's Barbecue than right now since you've taken it and run with it.
Oh, and that's the thing. So, I mean, Sonny's has, for a long, long time, been a very active business in the community for supporting nonprofits. I just put it all on social media.
Well, and that's the key. You know, we have had some fundraisers at Sonny's.
Yeah.
And those were really fun.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that, you know, now it's out there. And every time I pull up any one of my three Facebooks, I mean, my three social media platforms, there he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
So
I mean,
awesome.
I watched him from the airport in Nashville last week. So
Watch us live on Facebook. Yeah. Follow me. It's Eldon Scott. And barbecue is supposed to be fun, right? It's part of our company values to have fun, because, I mean, that's what it's about. Barbecue is about bringing people together, you know, fellowship, and obviously good food. So when you bring those three things together, then you have a great time. It's easy to have a great time when you got good people, good food. You're going to have a good time. So,
well, and you also recently did the newest nonprofit related to autism is called Levi's Purpose.
Yeah.
And of course, I want to promote Autism Pensacola, but this came about through us. But it is the family of the little boy who died in March. His family has taken their grief and turned it into a nonprofit that helps provide safety measures for families who have little children with autism, such as building fences around their yards and putting alarms and locks on windows and doors and things like that to keep them from running away. And so Eldon went out and he did the food for a fundraiser for them. And I was I went to the fundraiser and there he was. And I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, I didn't do all the food. It was a fish fry. We did coleslaw and baked beans. So we didn't do all the food. But
still, yeah, it was awesome. Yeah.
I'm visualizing a pinch on the cheek and you make me so proud.
Oh, I know. Isn't that terrible? I shouldn't mom him. So yeah.
I want to jump across the
I'm
table.
I'm feeling very mommed right now.
Sorry, Eldon. You're a grown man.
But that's good. It's okay, right? That's family, right? That's family. So it's okay.
It is like family, yeah. But we are going to have Eldon out at Steps for Autism, and we're very excited about that. So, yeah.
Well, it won't just be me. So it'll be me and some of the Sunny's crew. We'll have other folks out there. We'll be selling some barbecue. We'll be feeding the volunteers, but also we'll be there available for anybody who's coming out to, you know, purchase a good meal. We typically try to do a good price on stuff because it's not necessarily about making all the money on things like that. When we're giving back to the community, it's there to be a support and help make the event a better event.
Right.
You know, to enhance the experience that everybody can win overall. And so I'm a firm believer that it's good to do good. And, you know, that's just, and it's so great that I work for bosses who afford us the opportunity to support our community. They've done it for so long. Scott and Amy, they're graduates of Washington High School. They still live locally. They want to take care of our Pensacola community. They have for so many years. You know, baseball teams, football teams, the nonprofits, they've done it for so long, for over 30 years. And, you know, the previous owners before them, they did the same thing. So for 40 years, we've been serving the Pensacola community, doing these things. And I'm just trying to do my job to let everybody know that, hey, we're here. Not only for good barbecue, great barbecue, but also to support the community as well.
Cue up the kindness.
Cue the kindness.
I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's part of our corporate mission. So, you know, so just doing what we can to support the community. And we know it always comes full circle, right? If we can all win together, that's the best recipe for great barbecue
absolutely.
And success.
Yep. I think barbecue tastes better with kindness.
It does. I mean, everything tastes better with kindness.
Nobody wants angry barbecue.
No.
What would that look like and taste like? I don't know.
Pouty face.
I don't want to find out. You know, I'm thinking that we probably could make a few of our listeners have a smile on their face today, too.
Spread a little kindness by doing a little giveaway.
I think we should do a giveaway.
We might be doing
absolutely.
A giveaway.
I think we should do a giveaway. I think, let's see, the first person to text in, first person to text in, it's always Sunny's here. It's always Sunny's here is going to win Pork and Tenders family meal. So this is, tell us what's in this, because there's sweet tea involved too.
Yeah, so this is our new family meal that we're doing. Now, obviously, it's back to school time. People are looking for value-driven options. So this is intended to feed that family who's on the go and needs to grab something real quick, get the whole crew fed. You're back and forth to, you know, football and cheer camp and all the different things. You know, you're trying to get back in the swing of school life. And so the family pork and tenders combo is basically, it's a full pound of pulled pork, four of our new jumbo tenders, and they are delicious. They've upgraded recently our chicken tenders that we do, and they are yummy. Let me just say that. Then you get two pint sides, and then your choice is four bread servings. So that's just $32.99, and then... So part of this giveaway, I'm sweetening the deal just like we did last week. Just want everybody to know about this new deal that we're offering. Take advantage of it. You can get it online. You can order it, or then you can also pick that up through the drive-thru. So we have that ready for you to go so you can get it picked up and get back on the road or get to the house wherever you're heading and get the family fed a nice, delicious barbecue meal and get the kids taken care of too. Although I did... have somebody that I know was in the store and she had gotten her kids the chicken tenders meals for the kids. She was like, those were delicious. When did this happen? And I was like, well, this just happened a couple weeks ago. And she was like, yes, more of that, please. And so she was like, next time I'm coming in, I'm just ordering me a chicken tender plate. So this is a good upgrade for us. I mean, we're known for barbecue, but obviously we try to have options for people. We do burgers. A lot of people don't know about the Sunny's burgers. Fresh ground chuck, never frozen, and they're grilled right on the grill, the grill inside the kitchen. So seasoned right there. I mean, they're great quality burgers. So if you never had a Sunny's burger, they're actually good. So But let's back to
I'm
the giveaway.
I'm smiling.
Back
I'm over here smiling.
Got me talking about food. Got me excited. So.
We have a winner. So
we
Vicky,
got a winner already.
I texted you back, Vicky, and so you can give me those secret information I asked for. Congratulations. That's so exciting. But I have to tell you at the same time, like, that was like, Vicky, you were first, but if everybody could have come in at the same time, there is a load of the, you have a lot of lovely listeners.
A lot of people listen.
I love
awesome.
This. And some of the comments awesome. Are great. I mean, obviously, It's Always Sunny Here, you know, was the text phrase. But It's Always Sunny in Barbecue Here from Dan. Someone else said that they loved you.
I love you too.
I mean,
whoever you are.
How can we not love Eldon?
Aww.
Nice.
Yeah, and so I mean, I like this. It's pork at Sunny's here.
It's pork at Sunny's. Interesting. Yeah.
I love it.
Fresh pulled pork every day. All right. Like we talked about just a little bit ago, all the meats get loaded into the smoker every night. You know, the meats come into us fresh. We season them up. Our pit masters, our local pit masters, all of our pit masters here in the Pensacola area have been with the company, aside from our Pace location, because that's our newest location. But in Pensacola, everybody's been there 20 plus years. You know, so our pit masters, not only do they know the culture of doing barbecue, they got skills. They've been doing it for a long, long time. They're serving people day in, day out, and producing a quality product so you can enjoy it any day of the week. Open 7 days a week, 11 to 9:30, and then 10 on the weekends. 10 p.m. on the weekends. So you can come in for lunch, you can come in for dinner any time of the day, any day of the week. We're here to serve you. Again, we got those four stores here in Pensacola, the one on Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, Pine Forest Road, just south of I-10, and then also our location in Pace on Highway 90 in front of the Lowe's. So one thing I do want to talk about real quick before we wrap up the show is our teachers. We call it Random Acts of Barbecue. And so this is an important message.
I just love these names.
Yeah. This is an important message to get out. So we are actually doing a free meal for all teachers next week, the 19th through the 21st. All you need to do is you need to go to www. I don't know if it's appropriate to say www anymore. That shows that I'm a geriatric millennial to say www. So www.sunniesbbq.com/teachers. You can go on there, and any teacher can go ahead and sign up for that, and then you're going to get a free big deal because teachers are a big deal. And so it's going to be a free pulled pork sandwich, choice your side, and a drink. And so you can go ahead and go there, sunniesbbq.com/teachers. So just any teachers, go ahead and spread that word. Send it to them. Let them know that they can get a free meal. You know, so it's just a great opportunity to – and we – you know, teachers do so much for our kids and our community and do so much. It's just Sunny's way of giving back to the teachers who, you know, support our families. Let's just call it what it is. They support our families.
That is so great.
Yeah.
You have so many great things going on.
You know, Sunny's has been doing this a long, long time, since 1968. And if you ever go around, you see 68 all over everywhere in our stores. It's because we've been doing it since 1968. And proud to be working with this company. They do a great job. All the people that are working there are working hard every day to serve our customers with the good old Southern hospitality, and get to work with people like Miss Mary and Autism Pensacola. Tell everybody again where they can find out more information before we run out of time.
That,
I want to make sure that we don't run out of time so they can get that information.
Right. So go to our website, autismpensacola.org. That's .org/steps-for-autism. And everything you need to know about either, you know, we are still taking sponsors for the event. Have not turned the t-shirt order in yet. And you can get your logo on the back if you'd like. And if you want to form a team, you can do that. If you want to volunteer, you can do that. We do need volunteers. It is September 14th at the Pensacola State Track from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And just go to our website and you can find out everything you need there.
Get all the details at www.
HTTPS. No, I'm kidding. AutismPensacola.org.
Yeah.
Org.
That.
Well, we appreciate you coming here today, Miss Mary. And then a couple other things I want to talk about real quick. How many minutes we got?
We've got two and a half-ish.
Two and a half minutes.
We have two other comments.
Start with the comments.
Well, one is, how can I become a pit master?
Okay.
And then the other one is from our winner. Does this apply to other school district workers? I work in finance.
So I believe it's for teachers. I will get a confirmation. We'll get their contact information. I will get a confirmation on that. That way we can get that answer to her. And so we want to make sure that we give her the right answer. I don't want to speak incorrectly, but if not, she did win. We'll figure something out.
That's right.
We'll figure something out. So, and then for the how do you become a local pit master? So we have what was called a pit masters in training program. And so you can, obviously it starts with getting hired at Sonny's. You can go to jobs@sonnys.com to look at potential opportunities with our local franchisees here for ACG BBQ. And so you can go to jobs@sonnys.com to start that process. And then we are always looking for pit masters,
awesome.
You know. And so that's an opportunity. We have a training program. I'm actually fixing to get into the training program myself to become an officially Sonny certified pit master. And so
superhuman over here.
That is awesome.
I mean, you got to be able, I mean, if you're going to do the thing, you got to do the thing, right?
Now so, I have something else to brag about you.
You're such a good boy.
So I'm going to join that program myself. And I've been known to do a little cooking. So
that's
why not
awesome.
Do a little smoking too? So
that's great.
But, you know, so yes, we'll get answers on both of those. But yes, jobs@sonnys.com, and you can get started on that local pit masters program if you're interested in becoming an apprentice. So
that is awesome. I just love Sonny's barbecue in general. Like, it speaks volumes. Yes, since 1968, but you've been an essential piece of this community in so many other ways.
Yeah, absolutely. I hear the music. It sounds like we're.
We can talk over it for about 20 seconds.
20 seconds. All right. Well, come see us at sonnysbbq.com. If you got any catering questions, you can check us out at sonnyscatering.com. As always, we appreciate y'all listening to the show. Thanks for the support, for the love on the text line. Appreciate y'all news radio listeners, and we'll see y'all next week on the Always Sonny Show.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Have a great day.